big city, and then she's come back for a sort of school holidays. The people she left behind have kind of, oh, you're back, are you? You thought you were, you too good for us now, this kind of attitude. So it's interesting. And then there is the terror of Mr. Punch from Punch and Judy, uh-huh. the famous seaside show. Mr. Punch is terrorizing the local community, and our leading lady has to take him on. So it's fun. It's I would say it's like it's a fun slasher horror, but with kind of serious socio-political elements as well.
Something else you're in the same day, but you can't really tell us very much about because it's only on for a couple of minutes.
You'd be surprised.
Is the short film Yellow?
That's correct.
Go on, tell us what you can tell us without giving too much away.
It's interesting. I was chatting to Darren James King, who directed Yellow at Horror on Sea at Southend a couple of weeks ago. And he said something really interesting about the film, which I had never... Obviously, I was in the film myself, but I'd never thought of it from that angle. And he said that he pictured it as a kind of modern-day take on Jack the Ripper. And I thought that was really interesting, because I think when I've seen Jack the Ripper films on television, I think you can get distracted and get sort of lost in all the kind of period costume details and the sort of... aren't the horses and carriages lovely, and what a nice frock coat, and you know, and actually you lose who the guy really was, and that's what Darren said to me. He wanted to explore, you know, who was that guy really, and when you strip away all the kind of fancy costumes and shots of London at night, he was just a weird guy sitting in his flat who had disturbing ideas about women. And I think that's what that film explores. It's about misogyny and men that maybe have retreated into the red pill internet.
Kind of a modern day incel.
The right word, an incel, who maybe has had spent too much time alone and developed these really weird ideas about women, and he takes it out on an unsuspecting lady who goes around and bears the brunt of it. So it's actually, although it's quite short, it packs quite a lot into a short time, and it's I'm very proud of that film, actually. I thought it was beautifully shot, and it tackles a serious issue,
and shot on a micro budget as well,
but it looked really good. But I thought the cinematography looked you never quite know when you make these things what it's going to look like, but I was very impressed.
And I guess as an actress, you're not going to see the final product until everyone else is seeing it at the same time.
Quite often I see it for the first time myself at the sort of premiere screening, and by which time it's too late. But literally, me and Darren and Cameron went to this little flat where we shot it the night before to rehearse. And then the flat was in a slightly out-of-the-way area, and we realised it got so late we couldn't get back. So we ended up sleeping, the three of us, on the sofa. And it's a big sofa, but it is still one sofa, and we're three adults. And we slept there that night, and then just sort of got up at 7 a.m. and started shooting. So it was one of those things where you've spent an uncomfortable few hours where you haven't really slept, and then you sort of... But yeah, that's kind of what indie filmmaking is like. You don't have the resources, but you sort of make it work anyway.
The glamour.
Yeah.
Well, quite the glamour of it all.
Obviously, the Thursday runs all the way through till midnight, and we're also showing films like Cannibal Apocalypse, which we're showing here to commemorate the life of Giovanni Lombardo Radic, who came to the festival last year and sadly died not long after going back. And we're also screening He Never Left, Stockholm by Night, and The Foreboding Fractured, as well as Taped Up Memories. So there's a huge selection of films that day. We've literally just touched a little tiny bit of what's going on during that day.
Now let's have a little bit of music, and then we'll go back to some other events that are happening over Essex. So what do we have next, Spencer?
We have Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus, and the film features, as the song features in the film, Silence of the Lambs.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
About events, and this week you can go and see or join in the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which is on Monday the 5th of February, and that is over at the Essex Arms at 10 Worley Hill, CM14 5HA. It's hosted by Kev Piggott from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. You can also visit the Barswell Social Club in Brentwood at CM14 4TJ for a quiz night. The Brentwood and Billericay local group of the Essex Wildlife Trust will be holding a quiz night at the Bardswell Social Club. It's a fun evening for all ages. Non-members are welcome, so feel free to make up your own team, maximum of 8 people. Alternatively, you can just buy a single ticket or any number of tickets and we'll help you join others to make up a team. Please arrive at 7 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and tickets are £12 each. And finally, there is a charity fundraiser for the race night in aid of the Canine Trust. This is at the Billericay Theatre on 34 Radford Way, Billericay. pre-recorded horse races with commentary that you'll be able to place tote bets on. Tickets are just £10 per person and doors open at 7pm. And the first race starts at 7:45pm, so turn up sharp in aid of the Hanlon Trust, that one, which is an Essex-based charity. More information at billericaytheatre.co.uk.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So there we had some events over sponsored by Brandler Galleries from the Phoenix FM team. We've also got a couple of cultural events to mention that you can go to see in Essex. There is Treasure or Treason, which is on again at the Mercury Shopping Centre in Romford. And you can go there on Fridays in January and February. It's £10 for four people, and you can book on Eventbrite. And all money goes towards Kaleidoscope, which is LGBTQIA plus youth charity. The room takes you on a fun journey to the past, where intriguing facts and stories lead you to the real treasure. Can you beat the clock? And will you get the best time? It's a high-quality immersive space with quirky sounds and a unique atmosphere to have fun with your friends and family. Find out more on Eventbrite. If you're interested in joining Kaleidoscope, this month you can pop along to a fun origami craft session on Tuesday at 5pm at Premier Cinemas in Romford. It is 16 to 24-year-olds, and it is an LGBTQIA plus identifying group. You are very welcome to bring along friends and allies if it's a new thing for you. There is also an event over at My Place, Spencer mentioned earlier, on Saturday, Havering Changing a screening Spider-Man Across the Multiverse and the Fantastic No Hard Feelings for free, starring Jennifer Lawrence. And finally, looking to half term, the Mercury has a number fair on Thursday, the February 22nd. If you are interested in learning some creative maths, you can join that for free. It's from 11 till 3 p.m. and it's part of the Big London Numeracy Roadshow, so you can also book onto some maths courses there. That is being run by Kaleidoscope, the No Collective, and Dicing with Life.
what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Yeah, I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? Afraid that I'm not sure of.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips, as requested by Carrie by Tiny Tim, and that is from the film Insidious. And then the second song was I Think I Love You by Less Than Jake from Scream 2. Let's go back to the second day of Romford Horror, which is the Friday the 1st of March. And this is going to be an absolutely huge day. We've got a load of student films featuring a chunk from New City College at Hornchurch, we believe. And while we've been on air, what happened, Natalie?
Well, Sean, who has fantastically organised the student bodies for the student body feature, has pre-ordered a T-shirt.
Yay!
Which just goes to show the power of radio.
Absolutely, and we've sold some festival passes and whatever while we've been online, which is always good fun. So we also have a load of art house horror throughout the day, and a dark comedy horror called Just One Last Thing. For those wanting pure unadulterated horror, can't get my words out now, we have Scalper, which is about as dark and bloody as it can possibly get in a film. Haunted Ulster Live is a great tribute to 90s Halloween special the BBC ran Ghostwatch. And local film Remember Me Too is paired up with another local short film shot in the Mercury, Sour Milk. As the day turns to night, however, then it all gets a little bit strange and different. We've got some really cool stylized photo shoots happening with recreations of scenes from some of the films that we're showing. And the idea being is you can come down, you can watch the films, you can come down and become part of the set, and you can use these pictures for your profile pictures on Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is that you're on. And that's all being done by the lovely Hannah Davis, who is a local artist. She's been on the radio, hasn't she?
Hannah has been on the show probably about 3 years ago. She came on when I wasn't here, so it was a long time ago. But I must say, Hannah is probably the best photographer in Havering, that I'm aware of anyway.
She's fantastic. So she did all
and she'll hit me for saying that because she's very modest.
But everything she does on that night will look absolutely fantastic. So even if you want to come down and get a really fun photo shoot, have a cocktail at the bar, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've also got that night a jazz singer, I believe.
Yes.
In the bar.
Yes, being organised by the lovely Sophia Marie, who is one of our radio presenters here.
Excellent. And the funnest part of all is going to be horror roulette. So basically, if a filmmaker has a film that's under 20 minutes long, they can come and play it without having to go through the whole, you know, selection process, come and show it to an audience and get instant feedback.
OMG.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
And if you're a filmmaker that's working on a film and you're thinking to yourself, I just want to start the hype, you can come along and play a short section of your film, or, you know, like one of some of your favourite scenes, and literally just turn up, sign into your Vimeo or YouTube account and play it on the projector, on a massive screen, or an audience. There may be some drinking involved.
Either way, you get some good feedback. I love this concept because it's something that you've mentioned from some of the international film festivals that you've been to, where you get some big budget films that you have a prequel to, and it's really fun to see the prequel of the film and to be able to give feedback on that as well. It's a really unique thing to do, so very excited about that being offered.
And what actually happened as well, there was a selection of films that were really, really close to being selected, but we couldn't select. So what we're going to do is we're going to give them part of the fun. So they are going to be coming along and showing their film, and at the end of the night, they will be given awards based on what the audience think about those films.
I think that's lovely and such a nice opportunity for filmmakers that are maybe early in their career and haven't got, you know, the big enough budget or the experience or whatever to be sort of selected for the main festival. It can be a really good stepping stone to maybe being selected next year.
Absolutely. It's a good opportunity. You can deem it as like the booby prize, for want of a better word, but actually it just takes you through a lot of the whole red tape thing. It takes a lot of the pressure off you. You go into a screen, you play the film, and then you talk to the audience at the end of the film.
It kind of solves that issue a little bit as well, where the festival's getting bigger every year and the selections are becoming more difficult because more established filmmakers are entering and there are more submissions, and there's still the same number of days. Like, how do you deal with this?
You know, I remember when Romford Horror Festival would get submissions and we would cut off a quarter. There was a quarter we couldn't shut because there wasn't enough more time. Now it's over three quarters of the films that get submitted that we can't show.
It's so competitive.
It's really hard. But we try to celebrate people at all ends of the spectrum, at all ends of their journey, highlighting outstanding films that have been made for no budget and just helping people along their way.
I love this idea as well, that you can come along and prove the selections committee wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love it. Right, we're going to play some more music. And Spencer, you've chosen No Tomorrow by La Matos. Why is that?
And that is because on Sunday the 3rd of March, you can see the film Turbo Kid on the big screen. And this is the song from the film.
Thank you. directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford. SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
The randomness of that song. So I said I was trying to find upbeat and jolly songs. That is Join Us for a Bite by JT Music from the film Five Nights at Freddy's. And if you listen to the lyrics, they are talking about eating people, which is quite jolly.
Yeah.
What more do you need out of life? And then before that, it was La Matos with No Tomorrow from the film Turbo Kid, showing at Romford Horror Festival Sunday the 3rd of March at 11 a.m.
We're just about to talk about Saturday and Sunday, but before we do, we're going to give Sean a second shout out for naming us in his Facebook post.
Well done, Sean.
Yes.
So Saturday is going to be our enormous day, you know. As much as I was hyping up Thursday and Friday,
this is the big guns.
Saturday is just ridiculous. So we've got loads and loads of stalls.
Strap yourselves in.
Exactly. Loads and loads of stalls and vendors.
Loads of stalls.
Loads of stalls.
Loads of vendors.
You can buy art.
Art.
You can. So we've got Rick there, who does the art for Arrow Video. We've got Adele, who's going to be selling her... She's a double Rondo winner.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of classic horror art. We're going to have DVDs. We're going to have Blu-rays. We're going to have posters. We're going to have books. We've got special effects, because we've got Mind Magic Studio there.
Nice.
We've got jewellery. Horror jewellery.
I know. This is really fun.
I need to get some. I love jewellery.
Yes.
Horror jewellery.
Yeah.
But like with like skulls on it. And
yeah. Ghosts and all sorts. That's all going to be...
The twins from The Shining I saw.
Exactly.
As earrings. I mean, you can't get better than that.
But as if that's not enough, we're continuing our theme with Lucio Fulci guests. Last year, you might remember, we had Silvia Colatina from The House by the Cemetery, and Giovanni Lombardo Radic from City of the Living Dead. Well, this year we have Cynthia Monreal from Lucio Fulci's The Beyond, and hot off the press, Ian McCulloch from the film Zombie Flesh Eaters.
But more excitingly...
More excitingly...
Survivors, the TV series.
So, for those of you that don't know, Survivors was a TV series that was on in the 70s and was about... how a Chinese-made coronavirus spread across Europe, killing lots of people.
We watched that during lockdown.
Yeah, we did watch that during lockdown. Also, we've got the amazing Pauline Piat coming from a number of Hammer films, and Carry On Girls. Caroline Munro is joining us. And The Shend... and they are all coming as guests, but also they're also in the film The Pocket Film of Superstitions, which we're showing at 4 o'clock that day.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the night, we're going to have the first ever screening of Peter Rabbit, and that's playing alongside Paradoia, which is starring the fantastic Graham Cole, who played Tony Stamp in The Bill, and he will be in attendance. And there's also another person who's in a film that day who's with us now.
Yay! Of course.
It's me.
Aviana, tell us about How to Kill Monsters.
It's brilliant. No, it is. It's really good fun. I shot it in Leeds. I struggle to remember because I've shot so many different places. But yeah, I shot it in Leeds last year. It is a horror comedy. So if you picture kind of Shaun of the Dead, that kind of vein. Mm. So with amazing practical effects. So the monsters, they're not kind of CGI'd in after the fact. They're like real puppets and real costumes and things with sort of tentacles. So they were all literally there on the day, which was nice for me to act opposite. It's got a kind of rollicking, high-energy, zany, comic quality. Like, it's really, really good fun.
I really like all of those words, zany and rollicking.
It stars Lindsay Crane, who's excellent in the lead role. directed by Stuart Spark, who was fantastic. It was a really, really good team. They've got a really good thing going on up in kind of York and Leeds. They've got a sort of team of people that work together and make these really fun movies. It just won Best Film at Dead Northern a few months ago. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's... I think you'll love it.
It looks amazing.
It does. It looks really good. The cinematography is really, really good when you consider the budget level. Yeah.
I should add, for those of you that are thinking when I'm saying it looks amazing, I generally don't watch the films until the 11th hour. I try not to get too involved in the films until right before the festival, because then they're fresh in my mind. That's why we have a selection
team.
That's
your excuse for not watching the films at your own festival.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also on that day, we've got a couple of anthologies for those of you that like anthology films. We've got Horoscope's Chinese Zodiac. And you may remember last year we had Horoscope's, the first part. And we also have Dean of the Dead's Holiday Horrors, which is in like the midnight spot. Another actor who pops up a lot during the festival, and I'm particularly on that Saturday, is the fantastic Johnny Vivash.
I knew you were going to say Johnny Vivash.
And he pops up in three films on the same day. A run for your money.
Oh,
three and three.
I feel like there's a competition to be had.
I feel like I don't give in easily, so Johnny...
Watch your back.
Yeah, he gives his bumbling policeman in How to Kill Monsters, which is very, very funny.
Absolutely. I have seen some clips of that. They were sent to me via WhatsApp. We've also got the film Isaac, which, talking of Lucio Fulci, stars Catriona McCall, who was in City of the Living Dead, House by the Cemetery, and The Beyond. So she's in Isaac. And then also we have the short film The Fuse, which is all playing on Saturday. Shall I move on to Sunday?
Yes, you should.
Let's move on to Sunday. The festival plays out on the Sunday. We've got premieres of Voice of Shadows, Behave, The Slave and the Sorcerer, and The Activated Man, starring Kane Hodder, Sean Young and Tony Todd. For fans of classic cinema, we've got Turbo Kid, Profondo Rosso and The Entity. Woo! The Entity. That's a great film to see on a big screen if you've not seen it before. So in total, 178 movies and shorts over 4 days on two screens, which means there's great opportunity for you to watch lots and lots of films and become immersed into the whole horror vibe. Meet some lovely people like Aviana.
Mm. Of course.
And some guests. Some of them I've not even mentioned yet because they're still not 100% confirmed. So it's going to be an amazing event. I think it's lots of fun. It's very affordable. I mean, if you buy a full festival pass, it's only £9 a day.
Yes.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a good way to fill some time from 11 in the morning till midnight for 4 days.
And if you're thinking... I really like the sound of that film festival for all of the facilities and all of the lovely chat we can have and the cocktails and all of the merch and the fun things that are happening. But you know what? Don't really like horror film. You can come anyway and just hang out in the bar. We'll have a great time because that's where I'll be.
And the thing being is, just because it's a horror festival, it doesn't mean that every single film is horror. So it's genre. So you can come to the team and you can ask them what's going to be safe.
What kind of scare level does this have?
And what not to watch. There's a lot of films there that will appeal to the wider audience, because let's not just assume that horror is gore.
Yes.
Horror takes all kinds of forms, and there's a lot of really impressive, intelligent filmmaking in there, a lot of real thought, and there's also an awful lot of humour.
Yes, yeah, of course. And, you know, I haven't mentioned that is coming all the way from the edge of England in the north.
Go on.
Kevin.
Oh, of course.
You haven't mentioned Kevin.
Nerdly.
He's going to be really angry with you for not mentioning him.
Oh, God, yeah, Kevin. I try. I really try to forget about Kevin. Because
I like Kevin.
you know, I don't feel that I get the respect I deserve from Kevin. It's all Peter this, Peter that, Peter this, Peter that. There's no, you know, Kevin and Spencer on a swing. There's none of that. It's just...
You're sad about their bromance,
Kevin,
aren't you?
Kevin and Peter. Last year, they even had a T-shirt, the pair of them.
I'm most excited about what kind of T-shirts Kevin's going to be bringing to the festival.
You know, where's the Spencer love? It's just... completely non-existent.
Kevin, if you're listening, can you please just make Spencer a T-shirt? He talks about this way too much. He's very upset. But what will Kevin be doing during the festival?
He's going to be doing live streaming, yes.
It's funny, I did a live stream with Kevin last Romford Horror Festival, and he asked me, I had just finished filming Dracula, where I was playing the Romanian bride Dracula, and he asked me to do a bit of my Romanian performance, and I did it, and he laughed at me.
Oh.
And I felt quite sad.
I mean, there's one thing you can say about Kevin. He is always authentic, honest in his response. Whether you like it or not.
On a serious note, though, if you're into film and you're not necessarily wanting to watch horror, come along and sit in the screen and watch Kevin do his podcast.
Yeah, he's going to have his own little living room, isn't he?
Yes.
Kevin's living room.
So this beams out every night from one of the cinema screens. I say every night, it's all throughout the day. You can come in and just watch some interviews and have some really random, bizarre conversations.
He's a good conversationalist, though, and I think before that I make fun of him, he's intelligent and he asks good questions, and he was good to talk to. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big up, Kevin, coming all the way to Romford.
So, should we have some more music before we talk to Aviana some more?
Yes. We're going to play I Think We're Alone Now after this.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerica's vibrant High Street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All meals cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch out.
And that was I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, as features in the film 10 Cloverfield Lane. All these beautiful sounding songs, all associated with horror.
Fantastic. Definitely more sinister that way.
Absolutely. We're back with Aviana. Aviana, tell us what you're currently up to film-wise.
I'm really excited at the moment about a film called Derelict, which has been made by Jonathan Zourin and his team out in Hereford. And you remember Jonathan as the director of Wyvern Hill.
I do.
Back in Romford 3 years ago, so we've come full circle. So this is Jonathan's second feature, which is about a young woman taking revenge against the man who killed her father. It's very serious stuff. And I play a lady struggling with drug addiction, so he's really tackling some quite serious social themes. You know, again, the sort of trademark Zourin cinematography, which is beautiful. It's nihilistic, it's haunting. It's a huge, I think it's a huge achievement, considering, again, that it's literally made on a sort of shoestring budget, and we're all filming in our own houses and wearing our own clothes, and you know, so but he's made it look phenomenal, so I'm very proud and excited about that.
Excellent. And we were saying we'll get you on the show again to talk with your other hat on.
And I know that Claire would really like to join me in the studio to quiz you about equity and everything you do there, because that's a whole different radio show completely.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'd love to come back, as always.
And we have that on air, you. You're saying that you will come back. So I'm writing that in our show notes now. But anyway, that's kind of the end of the show for now. So, Spencer, would you like to very quickly tell us how to get tickets to the Romford Film Horror Film Festival?
Google Romford Horror Festival. Or you could go romfordhorrorfestival.com and you'll find links. You'll find the whole schedule in there, and you'll find links to buy individual tickets, festival passes, day passes. If you're looking for festival and day passes, just go to the bottom of the homepage and you'll find your link there.
And I do need to reveal, because I did a boo-boo on the tickets, on the weekend passes. Not a bad boo-boo, a good boo-boo for the people listening. So basically, on the day passes, I said that the first 30 people would get a T-shirt to the Romford Horror Festival, which is true, they will. But actually, it was a T-shirt and goodie bag. So it was a T-shirt within a goodie bag. The next 30 people to book a ticket still get the T-shirt. They don't get the goodie bag, but they still get the T-shirt.
Actually, there are 60 T-shirts going.
There are 60 T-shirts. I just completely forgot about that when I was writing out the tickets.
The goodie bag will contain things like Blu-rays and a copy of Dark Side magazine, and some random horror nonsense.
Yes, they have all sold out, but we still have another 20 tickets that you can buy that will contain a T-shirt as well. T-shirts RRP £17.50. Ticket price £36. What a bargain. But anyway, that's all we have time for this week, and the time has flown by. Huge thank you to Spencer again for co-hosting with me, and Aviana for braving the train strikes to get to us from West London.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Next week we'll be welcoming Becky from Retro From Scratch to the studio, who will be talking to us about her sustainable bookbinding business, and hopefully we'll be talking about some craftivism too. But up next,
it's Nigel bringing us the best in soul and funk to see us through our Sunday. But first, we will leave you with this. That's all for now. I've been Spencer.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.